You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and today we're talking about the Talking Book's 90th anniversary. I'm joined by James Bartlett from RNIB, the Reading Services Manager. Now, James, firstly, tell us what your role is within Reading Services.
So I have three main areas that I'm responsible for. We have our Talking Book Library and our Braille Library, which is our collection of leisure reading material in those formats. We have RNIB Bookshare, which is digital like EPUB titles for people in education, school, college, and university. And then we have RNIB Newsagent, which is where people get their newspapers, their magazines, their TV and radio guides.
And what we're concentrating on today is the library side of things. The Talking Book service has had a very big anniversary lately.
I know it's incredible, isn't it? 90th celebration. I mean, it's just when you think about from where it started back in 1935 and the titles it was doing then and on those big shellac discs. And here we are 90 years later, and it's more in demand than ever. It's a fantastic service we have.
Now, some people might not know this. They may not have kept up with the current technological advances that the Talking Books Library has had. You mentioned shellac discs, which then became LPs, which then became cassettes. How can readers access their books in the library today?
So there's a variety of methods for people who have some form of online connectivity. We have it available on Alexa. Amazon Alexa is a skill. You can get RNIB Talking Books through that. A lot of people with a smartphone or a tablet really enjoy using Dolphin's Easy Reader. That's a very smooth app to use to read our content. There are other options out there as well. And some people go direct to our reading services website to download the title to their preferred device as well. So there's all kinds of routes there to get hold of the file electronically. So you could be sat at home on a Saturday night, think, I want to read whatever latest title, check on our library. If we've got it, start reading it pretty much straight away. Alongside that, we realized that not everybody is online in these ways. So we do still send out our titles on USB stick, and we still send them out on CD. That is reducing in number as the number of customers who want CD declines, but we do still send out CDs and USBs through Royal Mail as well to people.
Yeah, when the library started 90 years ago, you couldn't assume the user had electricity. So there were two sort of record players, one you could plug in and one that you could wind up. And the modern day equivalent of that is not assuming everyone has Wi-Fi.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, what have the Talking Book service done to celebrate the 90th anniversary?
Well, I some incredible work. The Pride and Prejudice, the classic story by Jane Austen, is a great piece of work being done to bring together 12 of the UK's really best loved actors and seven of RNIB's best loved narrators. And they've all recorded a chapter each. And Lord Fellowes has done a foreword as well and reads one of the chapters. So we've got a whole rich cast of people all contributing to this special recording of Pride and Prejudice, and we're really excited about it.
From the recording of the RNIB version of Pride and Prejudice for the Talking Book's 90th anniversary, here's the full cast list and the foreword by Julian Fellowes.
Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. This copy of the book is produced by RNIB. Read by Julian Fellowes, Lucy Scott, Kyle Smith-Bynoe, Charlotte Ritchie, Ben Wilbond, Beth Chalmers, Jake Sawyers, Lisa George, Philip Bretherton, Phil Dunster, Holly Hales, Victoria Smurfit, Avner Mansa-Wallace, Joan Walker, Corinna Brown, Mark Bonner, Shazia Mirza, Al Petrie, and Adjoa Ando. This recording has been produced to celebrate the 90th anniversary of the RNIB Talking Book Service. Foreword by Lord Fellowes of West Stafford, President of the RNIB's Talking Books Appeal.
Thank you for listening to this very special recording of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice, created to celebrate the 90th anniversary of RNIB Talking Books. Talking Books is one of RNIB's most loved services. People with sight loss often describe it as a lifeline. Users like Steve, a retired journalist who loves a good book and lives with macular degeneration, says he's now never short of exciting books to listen to. He says he doesn't know how he'd cope without it. Today, RNIB offers more formats and titles than ever before. With 50,000 titles available, the service is free to use and available via Alexa, digital download, USB, and Daisy CD. This recording brings together famous voices from the world of radio, TV, and film, alongside some of the most popular narrators currently reading for the service. We hope you enjoy listening to this talking book. Thank you for your support and for helping to make sure children and adults can continue to read for generations to come.
So Pride and Prejudice, recorded by these actors and narrators, will be available in the RNIB Talking Books Library. What else can people get in there?
Well, the library has gone from strength to strength. We are so grateful to the publishers who have, for the last 10 years or so, they've given us their audiobook collections. So the library has now grown. It's got over 52,000 titles available. And I'm sure many of our listeners will remember when you would have to wait some time to get the latest must-have title. And what we're able to do now is actually publish it on the same day that everybody else is reading it in the audio or the print or whatever other format. So everybody is up to speed with the latest exciting, thrilling book, whatever your tastes are, whether you know you're after the latest Richard Osman title or something different. We have such a wide range and more than enough, I think, with 52,000 titles to keep somebody fully occupied reading, you know, day in and day out.
Yeah, I've been with RNIB and in the orbit of the library for a number of years. I remember when a huge deal was made about one of the Harry Potter books coming out at the same time as its print counterpart. But now that is the norm.
It is, which is where it should be, isn't it? And I have to, you know, congratulate the team, you know, the people who've worked with the publishers, the team who onboard these files, get them available, all the way through to the people who get them out the door from our production centre. Reading is one of the best things. And to be able to read the title that everybody you know is reading and is talking about, to be up to speed and to put in your own comments and thoughts and disagree on your opinion of a title, whether you love it or loathe it, I think that's fantastic. And more of it, please.
So if anyone is interested in joining the library, where can they go?
So if people want to download our service digitally, they can go to readingservices.rnib.org.uk and there is a registration process there. If they can then link that account through to an RNIB Amazon Alexa skill, RNIB Talking Books is a skill available on there, and they can link their account, or they can use Dolphin Easy Reader and link their account through there. If you know they're not digitally connected, which you know that's fine, people are, then they can call our helpline on 0303 123 9999. And they can be taken through the process of being added to our USB stick or CD service. And then we will send out titles in the post to people.
You can also search for rniblibrary.com, or that helpline number once again is 0303 123 9999. And James Bartlett, Reading Services Manager at RNIB, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.